Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. We are now into the second hour of the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis, sitting in all week. Riding shotgun with me is Bob Gacy. And hopefully our guest will show up. Sometimes when we get these bigger guests, they tend not to come on when they find out about the show. Bob, hopefully we will have Willem Booter with us after the break. But, Bob, you were telling a story about cancer. Why don't you expand on that?
Well, you know, our show's been on the air for 10 years, The Simple Truth, here in Austin. And recently we got a website, and we have a webmaster posting shows. Well, we re-ran some interviews we did back a few years ago. It was called the Shannon Simpson Story. And this was a lady that we flew in from Louisiana to interview back in 2003. And her story basically is that she was 20 years old, co-ed here in the Austin area at Southwestern University, and she had all these problems. They couldn't figure out what it was, so they did an operation, exploratory operation, and they found cancer all over, just everywhere. So they did an operation, took out everything they could take out. You know, they said, okay, it's time for your chemo. You know, this is back in 1983. She refused. Her parents refused, and she. Because she had read War Without Cancer by J. Edward Griffin. They had read the book. They weren't going to do the butchery stuff that, you know, the poison and all that, irradiation, burning, and poisoning that the mainstream medicine says you got to do. And so she went to Mexico and was cured of cancer with electrical therapy by a Dr. Richardson, who was a electrical pioneer in the 70s. He'd been kicked out of the United States, set up a clinic in Mexico. Well, he was featured in G. Edward Griffin's book. Okay, so that was in 1983. Well, we interviewed her in 2003, 20 years later. And here's the deal. I know this woman. She is the little sister of one of the producers of my TV show. They lived through this themselves. We didn't just drag somebody off the street with a cockamamie story. Mm-hmm. This is people I know. You know, and so I interviewed her in 2003. We aired it in 2004. We put it back on the air last year. It got yanked off the internet twice by, you know, who knows. It's back up again. I think it's the October 15th show or something in 2007 on our TV archives. Mm-hmm. That's simpletruthonline.net. But, you know, now it's 26 years later. The woman is cancer free 26 years after being diagnosed with metastatic cancer. Cancer that had spread from her abdominal area up to her liver. She never underwent chemo. And she's alive, healthy, everything. You know, that's just one story. You could go on and on and on and on and on. But for this one, this for us was personal. And I don't know why that interview keeps being taken off the net. I don't know why. But she's believable. She's smart. She lived it herself. And I don't know. It's pathetic that more people can't see stuff like that.
Well, you know, like you said, the industry of cancer is just a $1 billion industry. I mean, when you're getting that poison, that chemotherapy, it's costing you a pretty penny.
Hey, if you want to have some fun, Jason, just for fun, go on a website of chemotherapy nurses. When they have websites and they talk amongst themselves, and boy, you don't ever want to touch that stuff. I'll guarantee you that. They have lists of don't you ever get any chemotherapy crud on yourself. Wear double thick gloves. Be careful. Don't you dare get in that stuff, but shove it in the body of this person all day long. Uh-huh. You know, it is horrible. It's barbaric. And Laetril is only one thing. One thing.
Isn't that like a derivative of B17 or something like that?
What it is, it's apricot pits is the strongest concentration of this amygdalin, which is what Laetril is a kind of a brand name of. The concentration of a vitamin B17 found in peach pits, apricot pits. It used to be found in a lot of the breads we used to eat back in the good old days. But all the stuff that we used to eat that prevented cancer, we don't eat it anymore.
No, I took it right out, and that's why they're trying to regulate what we can eat through Codex Alimentarius coming up.
My,
ooh, delicious.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wonderful.
I can't wait to have my Oscar Mayer Lunchable. All right. It is the Alex Jones Show. We're going to keep taking your calls when we get back. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Yeah. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The ecolablue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call ecolablue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit ecolablue at ecolablue.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them the date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Blasting through the lies and disinformation, it is The Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmess, the filmmaker behind Fabled Enemies, Loose Change, Final Cut. Helping Alex out on the new Obama film behind the scenes. I'm working on the cover right now. Hopefully my DVD cover will be picked. Some of the most fun I have is when I do these covers. I did the cover for Truth Rising, did the cover for Fabled Enemies, did the cover for Final Cut. But the movie itself, you know, not only going to be talking about Obama, but the current financial collapse. It's really fun stuff. I really do enjoy working on those films, archiving stuff. I'm a real dork. I like to bring it to the masses. You know what I'm saying, Bob?
Hey, you know, it takes all kinds. You know, I'm a computer retarded person, so you know, it's all different kinds of people working on this stuff.
That's right, and we all have to, you know, do what we can. You know, the guy who called in earlier and said that he was going to teach me about guns. Maybe that's what you're meant here to do. You know, teach other people how to use a firearm.
Well, you know, you have the disadvantage from being from New York City.
I'm not from New York City. I'm from upstate New York. So actually,
well, close to New York City.
You know, there's more rednecks where I live in upstate New York, man.
I doubt it.
I guarantee it.
And then in Texas,
absolutely.
No,
listen,
no, you don't have nearly as many gun nuts up there as we got down.
You
here.
Think not? But you, that's only because they won't let them have the handguns. Otherwise, I know plenty of people with their cases stocked full of shotguns and rifles, man.
Yeah, but that's like sporting stuff.
Well, because you can't have a handgun.
Well, that's your problem. There you have it right there.
Well, we went over that with Larry Pratt and Gun Owners of America earlier in the week.
The handgun is up close and personal, my friend.
I mean,
you know.
I hear you. The chances of me getting one are slim to nil. All right, let's go to our next caller. Let's go to Eric in Chicago. Eric, what's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, Jay?
How you doing?
I'm all right, you know, just getting soft-killed and all.
Yeah, breathing in the wonderful air, drinking the lovely fluoridated water, and probably eating some delicious Oscar Mayer bologna. It's the bologna that has a first name. What is it, G-M-M-M-O?
No way around it, my friend. I recently brought up that David Ray Griffin has been talking about world government. What do you feel about that?
Sure. You know, David is one of those guys that, you know, he's not the only one in this movement that talks about world democracy and world government. I've been to David's home, and I've discussed this same subject with many people behind the scenes. And, you know, there are just some people, again, that have their blind spots. They really believe that, you know, world government is good. They think that worldwide democracy is good. And, I mean, you know, he does great work on 9/11, but you got to remember he's a theosophical professor. So he's not only, even though he comes at it from a Christian perspective, he looks at all separate religions. He's a strong believer that we do need some kind of a world religion as well. I just happen to disagree with him on that point. I mean, you know, I remember Alex had him on years ago, and even a caller called in and confronted him on it. You know, it's just his viewpoint. There's a lot of people out there that really, you know, look at the Zeitgeist guy. I mean, Zeitgeist talks about in the first half of his addendum movie is dead on. Those technologies do exist. The banking system is that corrupt. It's when they offer you the solution of world government. You know, are they all in cahoots in a back room saying that we have to, you know, promote this through 9/11 truth or through the banking collapse? I don't know. I doubt it. I think that people have just been so brainwashed into believing it's a good thing from not only their schooling, but just everything around them has promoted it, from the media to movies.
Right. I mean, you even have children at, you know, the Model UN in their schools. I mean,
yeah, well, that's in America Destroyed by Design, one of Alex's first pictures. He goes to the Model UN where I think two kids from each school district are chosen, and they go off to this little indoctrination center for a month or, a week. And find out how great global government is. It's, you know, it'd be funny if it wasn't true. And,
It's so hard to take a stance to where you just can't laugh at it because it's just right in your face. I mean, what do they think we are?
Well, just because you can smell a rat with 911 doesn't mean you've been exposed to all the information that we've been exposed to. You know,
right.
it's hard to get out of that left-right paradigm.
Look at McGovern yesterday. I mean, Ray McGovern is giving the Obama administration way too much credit. I mean, McGovern at this point knows that there's no change. Gates is still in. McGovern at this point knows that Rahm Emanuel is a bad pick. I mean, he can't be feeling good about that presidency, but at the same time, the left doesn't feel like they have anything to cling on to. They feel if they go too far to the left, they're a communist or a socialist. And if they ditch their party, where are they going to go? Green?
It's like we all have our spheres of influence or our little circles that we believe in, and they kind of intersect.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't understand. I've never understood why Michael Rivera kind of defended Obama for so long.
I had him on yesterday,
too. I never understood that. He knows a lot of stuff, yet he kind of defended Obama. And
he recanted a lot of that yesterday.
It's like, okay, you're gonna wake up a little bit more. You know, Rivera was great. WhatReallyHappened.com, fantastic website. I go there every day, but I was always like, why are you defending this guy? I mean,
and he was one of the guys that actually said that the birth certificate wasn't valid. But, you know, he, 2 days ago on his show, he said that the administration was already disappointing to him. It's not even going yet. But we talked about Rahm Emanuel. We talked about Gates. So, you know, I think that he's getting around his blind spot. Look at American Drug War. You know, Kevin Booth, he's a great filmmaker. He's a guy that used to manage Bill Hicks. He seems to still have his blind spots, too. He worked on, I think it was American Dictators. He edited that film, one of my favorite Alex Jones films. He has his blind spots.
Yeah.
You know, we all have our blind spots, man. David Ray Griffin.
Yeah.
You know, he's not perfect on 9/11 either. You know, no one is perfect. We're all human beings. I encourage people to just go check out everybody's information and come to your own conclusions. I thank you for the call, Eric.
I just have one last thing to say
to
everybody out there, that there is truth and there is not truth. There is no gray area amongst this, and people need to start realizing that they need to fight for this truth and figure it out for themselves.
I'm with you 100%. Thank you for the call. One of the better calls today. Let's jump to Nick in Jersey. What's up, Nick?
Oh, hi. First of all, Jason, you can get a handgun in New York. It's
pretty tough.
No, it's
have
not.
A carry and conceal permit?
Well, are you talking about obtaining?
Well, you can own a handgun, and you can go through the process that I think like the process takes about a week to say whether or not you can have that handgun. But I can't take it anywhere. I can have it in my house.
Yeah, you could take it out to the range and practice with it.
Yeah, and exactly. I can't take it in my car to protect myself. I can't take it down the street to protect myself. I can't really have a handgun in New York. You know that. If I'm an ex-law enforcement officer, I've got a shot. If I'm an ex-military officer, I've got a shot. If I know the...
If you're carrying money around, you got a shot.
Yeah, exactly. If you're of political influence, you've got a shot at it.
You don't live in New York City, do you?
No, I don't. No, I don't. I'm in upstate New York, and I can't... I remember my buddy in the National Guard, he actually served in Iraq, and he could not get a carry and conceal permit here. I mean, he's a young guy like me, actually like a year older than me, but he came back... What was it? He went early. He went within within the first or second year, he spent 6 months out there. He came back, I think it was in 04, couldn't get one. He got out of the state. He got one no problem. I think he lives in Virginia. Is it Virginia or West Virginia? I'm not sure. But
yeah,
he couldn't get one in upstate New York. You know, I mean, I live an hour away from Albany, and the kid couldn't get one. I think that's insane.
That's not the reason I called, though.
Okay.
The militia.
Okay.
You need to read Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16, then Article 2, Section 2 about the militia, and tie it in with the Second Amendment. The best way to do this is to read Dr. Edwin Vieira's articles on the militia.
Mm-hmm.
He outlines it all. The militia is not what it's been made out to be. It's the People's Law Enforcement Agency. That's what it's there for. People got to get away from the, right-wing militia mentality and see what it's all about.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of great groups out there that are trying to put together well-formed militias that aren't right-wing, that aren't, you know, that aren't organized and can't be demonized.
That's not actually revitalizing the militia through state. Each
mm-hmm.
state has a militia act, and that needs to be reinforced so that it is a law enforcement agency. That's what we're talking about here.
But do you think they're ever really going to put that much power in the people's hands again? I mean, I'm just looking at a realistic point of view. I mean, you're in Jersey. I mean, how many of your friends are awake and aware? I mean, do you go and shoot with your buddies? Do you have just a small, well-formed militia?
I actually go shoot with judges and lawyers.
Well, that's good.
I used to on a regular basis.
But are they awake, or are these just your buddies because, you know, you've known them for a long time?
Some of them are, but it's hard to press the point on what the lawful tools are to get around all the corruption. Are you guys familiar with the book The Soprano State?
No.
All right. Well, it's about all the corruption in New Jersey, and we'd be hard pressed to get it done here. But states like Montana and I believe Oklahoma are starting to press the issue for revitalizing the militia. So it might get done somewhere in this country.
Well, that'd be nice. I feel like if that does happen, those states will immediately be demonized. I think that's why you saw them demonize the militia movement in 93 with Oklahoma, or I'm sorry, 95 with the Oklahoma City bombing. You know, they needed to make these guys look violent, and that's exactly what they did. And really, in the mainstream, they've been demonized since then, that whole militia movement in the mainline. Oh, you're one of those right-wing kooks. I'm not applauding that. I think it's deplorable. But
a lot of the guys in the militia have actually fostered that problem themselves. I remember mm-hmm. seeing a video of some militia group saying, "This is our 50 caliber right here. Check it out, good buddy." And he's all, you know, it's like, okay, whatever. Mm-hmm. They help the process along, a lot of them, with their actions.
Well, a lot of them are provocateur into that, too. A lot of these guys that head up these things are really FBI.
That's true.
You know, that's unfortunate, but true. All right, let's jump to Vicky in Idaho. Vicky, what's on your mind?
Hi.
Yes, you're on.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. I'm just a mom who's got two kids in the draft age, and I'm just sick as can be, and I didn't vote for Obama or McCain.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like people just aren't really seeing what's on the table. They need cannon fodder to fight another war in Iran.
Well, I don't even know if we're going to go into Iran, but definitely into the Middle East. What they're doing, I mean, openly right now, Obama is talking about redistribution of troops into Afghanistan, okay? And now this de-escalation in Iraq is just going to bring those troops there. Now, we already have some kind of issue with Pakistan and India right now, where the ISI is helping these militant attacks. So, I you know, maybe Pakistan's on the table. Forget about Iran right now, but your kids may be drafted to go to the Middle East. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
Come, you masters of war, you that build the big guns, you that build the death planes, you that build all the bombs, you that hide behind walls, you that hide behind disks.
It's the Alex Jones Show.
I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks.
And that's what this is about, seeing through the masks
you that never done
of the elite's front men. Obama puts on a nice little smile.
Built
But he'll be smiling all the way to your son marching into a desert war. So glad Vicky called up. And, you know, I hope more parents are distressed about this, because I don't want to see a national conscription. I don't want to see forces on the street. I don't want to see an expansion of Homeland Security.
Zeke Heil.
Zeke Heil. I mean, that's what this is about. You know, I hate to think that Webster Tarpley is correct, that this is the next big, you know, Mussolini-type fascist movement. But they have on the cover of the Rolling Stone, man, they had him basically, he was God. He was deified. He was glowing. He was in the clouds. He's the chosen one. Now he's on the cover of a special edition of Newsweek where it says the new global elite, and it's got all sorts of weird symbolism on it. It's very disturbing how much this guy's been pushed and how much his agenda is just a continuation of the globalist policies we've seen throughout the Clinton and Bush administrations.
National service is it comes straight out of the UN.
Yeah.
It's straight out of the UN. They say, your rights can only be achieved if you realize you have certain responsibilities to your state. And that is so un-American, it's not even funny. National service, I don't care what it is, Hitler, Mussolini, or Obama sucks.
Yeah, it's
they're supposed to serve us. We're not supposed to serve them.
Mm-hmm.
We're the sovereign. They're supposed to be doing our bidding. It's not supposed to be the other way around.
Government foreign by the people. It's not really like that, though, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, man. This is all straight out of the UN Universal Declaration of Human Rights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, let's keep taking your calls. Let's go to John in Utah. John, what's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man.
All right, I kind of wanted to take you to task a little bit, Jason. Earlier you were talking about, I understand you got to walk a bit of a tightrope with the calling for outright revolution, but
mm-hmm.
I just have a problem. I've been listening to this show. I've been a fan for a while,
mm-hmm.
and I hear that my government, you know, is stealing my money. They're giving me vaccines into my babies that are going to kill them.
Mm-hmm.
They're poisoning the food,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to build. They're building FEMA camps to kill all of us.
Very possible.
So at the same time, I hear you say, you know, well, if it comes to a conflict, you know, we're going to get wiped out. I mean, what if George Washington had that attitude?
I don't know if we're so much going to get wiped out. I think that honestly, we're going to get herded up. I mean, most people, all right, here's an article out of CNNHealth.com. This is out today. Why so many minds think alike. You're in a room with 10 other people who seem to agree on something, but you hold the opposite view. Do you say something, or you just go along with the others? Most people will just go along with the others, by the way.
I agree with that.
Well, hold on. Decades of research show people tend to go along with the majority view, even if that view is objectively incorrect. Now scientists are supporting those theories with brain images. I'll just stop the article there. They're hiring at a massive rate for the religious people. They're hiring the preachers to tell them to go to the camps. Most people are going to go to the goddamn camps. Excuse my French. And it sucks. And then you're going to have a leftover few that want to battle it out. Well, I'm sorry, man. They're not going to take you to they're not going to take you to force one-on-one. Yes, there is guerrilla warfare. You know, I guess that there could be some sniper teams out there that might be able to get some officials or some people that you want to blame for all this. But are you ever going to get close to the guys that actually run the show? No. And if you ever put yourself in a position where you're with dozens or hundreds of other peoples, it's Drone City. They're going to blow you up with a missile. You see what they do to people in third world nations. You see what's going on in that Israeli-Gaza conflict. They don't have any problem.
I'm asking you, Jason.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you've thought this far out ahead. I mean, I believe what you guys are doing, you and Alex, you and General Jones are doing, is really huge, getting the word out.
Sure.
Okay, we get the word out,
mm-hmm.
but then what's the answer? I mean, okay, you got 30 million people in this country that mm-hmm. are ready to pull their hair out and storm a building, but, you know, what is the ultimate answer?
All right, well, I'll tell you what, if we add 30 million people, I hope 3 out of that 30 million would join me in a peaceful march in D.C. or New York City for the right causes, but we haven't been able to do that. First of all, we have not, as a movement, been able to put out any massive amount of people into the streets, ever. We've had thousands. We've never had tens of thousands. We've never had hundreds of thousands. Louis Farrakhan, behind, you know, Bowtie Muslims and the Nation of Islam, was able to do a million-man march twice. He did one on D.C., and he did another millions more, and the media had to cover it. We've never been able to even do that. We have to be able to do that first before we start talking about taking up arms. Stay on. We'll take your call. We'll keep taking your calls to The Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Are you one of the millions of people who make New Year's resolutions? Are you also one of the millions who wind up breaking those resolutions? Would you like to keep at least one of those resolutions this year? Well, right now, success is one click away. Let this be the year you are going to protect yourself year-round. Pepperspray.com can help keep you safe by offering you the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web. Check out our monthly specials, as well as receiving a 10% savings by using coupon code GCN when you shop at pepperspray.com. Be proud of yourself this year for taking the biggest and easiest step in self-defense and shop pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. Pepperspray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy 2009.
It's the Alex Jones Show, and I want to make it very clear that I am not telling you to lay down your weapons. I am not telling you to turn in your guns. I am a pro Second Amendment guy. I just don't think that we've been able to show ourselves as a, you know, peaceful group in masses. You know, the movements that I've seen work, and I don't think that they had all the solutions then, are movements like the movement that Gandhi put out there for his people. And the civil rights movement that, you know, was hijacked and a lot of leaders there were killed, but eventually, you know, Martin Luther King's dream has been achieved. There's equality in this country. You know, there's still a little bit of racism here and there. And you know, there's still racists, like the guy who called in yesterday about the race war.
Yeah.
But for the most part, you know, if you're a black man or a black woman in this country, you can achieve anything a white man can if you work hard enough. And that's something that, you know, he did with sit-ins. He did with people on the street handing out flyers. That's why I like We Are Change. I mean, there's an organization that I feel John, is just not big enough, that people need to join that organization. If we had, you know, another 100 We Are Change chapters pop up in this country, it would be a tremendous difference.
Jason, I think the thing that is dictating why we haven't achieved these huge crowds is because we see what's going on, and we see what they're planning, and we can prove it 16 different ways to Sunday. I hate to say it's a problem, but the problem is the average American doesn't perceive that his ox has been gored enough. You know, they don't get it yet. They don't. It's not personal to them. And unfortunately, it's going to get personal to them. And a positive offshoot of that may be that we will get the big numbers to do what you're talking about. Because you're right. Civil disobedience, peaceful civil disobedience works. And you go to the guns last resort. That's not what we want. Nobody wants that. You have no idea how ugly that would be. You know, it's not like you watch it on TV and can turn it off.
This ain't a movie.
No, it's not a movie. It is 16 kinds of horrible. That's the last thing you want. And so the civil disobedience thing is so important. And as an interim thing, when we're going to get Officer Jack McClam on here at 1:30.
Yes.
His deal is absolutely brilliant. His deal is to wake up the military and the police. So they know what's going on.
And Mark Dice of the Resistance Manifesto did a similar thing, mailing the troops truth videos and books.
Educate the troops in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, what's going on. Educate the police, because if they refuse to stomp on us, guess what? We don't get stomped on. That's it.
Yeah, exactly. Let's put it out right now. Let's have Operation... send the troops DVDs and DVD players. You can go get a DivX DVD player right now for $40 at any retail store. Go get a thing of DVDs. You can burn all of our movies onto discs. You can honestly now burn about 5 or 6 movies onto one disc. You can send them to the troops and educate them. All right, we're going to go back to John in Utah. What do you think, John? Is he still here?
I like exactly what you guys are talking about. And, you know, I wasn't saying that, Jason, that you're saying to lay down your arms. I mean, I know you don't believe that, but the thing for me is people seem to forget, you know, probably because we weren't taught very well in school, that in 1776, you know, our country was born because some guys started shooting military in the streets.
Mm-hmm. But you got to remember, the military in the streets had similar weapons at the time as the people. I mean, we were outnumbered, you know, 7 ways from Sunday in that war, too, and we ended up winning. But we had the same type of weapons. We don't have...
Actually, we had better weapons. the British used a smoothbore Brown Bess musket, and they shot in the general direction and hoped they'd hit something. And a lot of our guys used rifles.
Yeah, but it's not that way today. You know, we don't have the tanks. And the military personnel, you know, I get a lot of military that get at me on MySpace. And by the way, John, I thank you for the call, and I thank you for bringing up that point. And, you know, they're behind me 100%. We had a military guy call in from Germany yesterday. The thing is, you know, most of these guys that are smart and know what's going on, they're in the military, ain't going to be deployed here. They're going to deploy UN troops, Mexican troops. You know,
the biggest recruitment station I think around is in Mexico. I think. I mean, you could figure. I've seen what the CFR guy who writes for the New York Times.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. I'm having a mind block on him. He's
CFR for the New York Times.
Yeah, he's Krauthammer.
Okay.
This guy a few years ago was writing how great it was to sit there and recruit basically a mercenary army from Mexico, you know. So hey, if you'll serve in the U.S. Army, what, you can't speak English? We don't care. That'll be your path to citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying what a great idea it was. I mean, that is insane, completely insane. You know, just what we need, Hessians. You know, forget what language they speak. You know, we don't need any Hessians.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. You know, if we would do what Ron Paul says, mind our own business. You know, defend our shores and stop sticking our nose in everybody else's business and stirring up enemies all over the place, we wouldn't need a big army.
I agree. All we need is a force to keep us safe here at home.
And that's not protectionism either.
No, or isolationism.
A
lot of people like to say, oh, you're an isolationist. No, I just feel like we should have our own sovereign nation and we can interdeal with other nations based upon those nations.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. You know, and if someone threatens us legitimately, okay, well, we'll see we'll take care of business. But But sit down. We run around looking for trouble.
We have an expansionist policy, let's be honest.
You sit, the CIA runs around meddling in people's countries, overthrowing
Manifest
people's governments.
Manifest destiny at never ended.
You know, sorry. I mean, that's wrong. And if we didn't, this conscription thing is a nightmare. To do what? If you wanted to find out, by the way, you know, which country we're going to attack next, why don't you call up Old Merritt? He'll tell you.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's take another call. Let's go to Chad in New York. Chad, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason, greetings from chilly Albany, where it's 9 degrees out.
Yeah, I hear you guys are getting nailed. I hope I can fly in on Saturday morning. Actually, Saturday night I'll be in town, so I'm hoping. I hear Friday is going to be brutal, and then Saturday, hopefully, it stops a little
bit. Oh, yeah, it's like negative 13 with the wind. Hey, did you see the Colbert Report last night?
Did not. Why don't you tell us about it?
Oh, my God. This guy, Alan Kazee, is on there, and he's basically reiterating everything Rahm Emanuel said about how we need a mandatory voluntary service corps or whatever.
Really? Well, I'm going to have to download that. We'll get it off the Torrent Network. But
definitely.
Was that the 11th?
Put this on Infowars.com and all the listeners, they can go right now to ColbertNation.com and watch the full episode.
And is it last night's or is it the night before? Because I know they play that one at 7 o'clock and then 11. Which one did you see, the 11 o'clock one?
It says Wednesday, January 14th. That was yesterday, right?
Yep, definitely yesterday. All right, man, I'll check it out. Thank you for the call. You know, Colbert is pretty savvy. He's, you know, obviously talked about. Did you see the clip with John King from CNN?
No.
He's got John King on. A CNN anchor for 10-plus years, and he's like, you know, congratulations on you and the media for getting Obama elected. He makes that good point about the media. I chuckled a little bit.
Yeah.
And then John King, you know, said, oh, well, if your point is that Obama is in for a new world order, well, then I think you're correct.
Well, yeah. little inside joke there.
Inside jokerino. All right, let's go to TD in California. TD, what's on your mind?
How you doing? I'm a big fan of yours, Jason, yours and Alex. I think you guys rock. I got a question about Fabled Enemies.
Sure thing.
And let me set this up. I like to watch planes because I like them. They're nice.
Yeah.
And I like watching home videos of planes as well. And one thing I've noticed is that in any light condition, you know, shadow or whatever, a plane retains its color.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I've noticed about the Fabled Enemies video is that the 9/11 footage, the plane in the 9/11 footage does not match the planes that you give examples of. Now, I'm wondering why is it, or I'm wondering what color is the plane in the 9/11 footage? Because
which ones are we talking about? Are we talking about the white planes in the 9/11 footage, or are we talking about the ones that hit the towers?
The ones that hit the towers.
All right. Well, here's what I've always said, and I thank you for the call, because, you know, a lot of people with ripple effect and all this video footage, is there a pot on the bottom of the plane, you know, all this other stuff. First of all, the first plane that was supposed to hit was an American Airlines jet. Okay, we only have one real video of that, the Naudé brothers footage, and then we also have another, you know, side footage of the explosion. No other real video of the first plane. So that one's kind of off the table on what it is. You don't get a really good look at it. You can't really see any marks on it. Now, the second plane that hits the tower is supposedly a United Airlines plane. Now, in several of the videos, you can see the UA logo on the back of the plane. You can see it in the long shot that where it hits. You can see the UA logo. You can see in the up-close shot where it comes in.
The color scheme on the
you
bottom
can definitely,
of the plane.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the color scheme on the bottom of the plane is what gets me. You're supposed to have this blue underside and two big blue engines, right? Now, when you see the famous CNN footage, when you see any amateur footage of the underside of the plane, you don't see that. It looks like a large gray plane. You don't see any difference between the sides, the bottom, and the engine. So, if any anomalies exist whatsoever with the plane, I think that that's the one to point to physically. I don't know about the pods. I don't know. You know, the flashes are there, but God knows what they are. I am a firm believer that I don't believe that the four planes that they say that were hijacked that were, you know, that had these passengers on them were the ones that hit the buildings. You can listen to the NORAD conversations that morning. They're very confused. They're talking about blips on radar. They actually think the United Airlines 11 is still in the air 45 minutes after it's hit the first tower. So, you know, there's all sorts of scrambles. They track hijacks out of Canada and Alaska throughout the day. At one point, they think that Delta 1989 has a bomb on board. So is there a possibility that they sub some of these planes in? Absolutely. Am I sure about it? No. So there you go. All right, let's go to Matt in Wisconsin. Matt, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason, how's it going?
Good, man.
Hey, first of all, thanks for all your work on the show and, of course, in the documentaries. I'm a first-time caller, so I want to acknowledge Alex Jones, Alan Watt, and Peter Joseph for all their work as well. Mm-hmm. I really appreciate what you guys are doing. I can empathize with the last caller from New York. I'm in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. The wind chills as low as 20 below zero today. They're saying it's the longest sustained cold snap in over a decade.
Wow.
It's ironic because the reason I'm calling you guys today is because of something I heard last night on Keith Olbermann's show. I don't remember who he was referring to, but the guy he was talking about was referred to as a climate change denier. It blew my mind because I've heard the term Holocaust denier used more and more frequently in the last couple of years, you know, as an example in reference to people like Ahmadinejad. And it's the first time I've ever heard any pundit use any other word besides Holocaust in connection with the word denier till last night. And so, Jason, now we have climate change deniers.
Yeah, and doesn't it suck? Because I used to love Keith Olbermann. I used to watch SportsCenter all the time, number one. You know, when he was going after the Bush administration, yeah, was he a little bit left-leaning? Sure. Was he a little bit liberal? Sure. Did he go over the top when he was promoting Obama? Yes. But to have him weigh in on an issue like global warming and be so outright disgusting about it sucks.
But the global warming thing, let's get that straight. Because first off, the whole thing, there is climate change. Obviously, the climate always changes. It's been changing for millions of years.
Yes.
The question is whether we're causing it. That's the point, whether we're causing it. And if we're causing it, I want to know something. I want to know how it is that the emissions from my pickup truck are causing the polar ice caps on Mars to shrink.
Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous.
What is that?
I'm not sure. We're going to let him go. I think it was back stuff. But, yeah, it sucks. I mean,
it's ridiculous. You think about that. If the sun is what causes the climate to change. See, that's the big light bulb in the sky that produces all the energy.
Yeah.
That's what's causing it. Whether it's global warming or global cooling or whatever, it's not us. My pickup truck does not cause global warming or cooling on Jupiter. I'm sorry. It doesn't.
No, it doesn't. And the Great Global Warming Swindle is about the best documentary you can watch about the subject.
And another thing, while I'm on this subject, when they talk about the Kyoto protocols and making us cut back on our carbon footprint by 30% in an industrial nation, but not the other guys, somebody needs to explain to me how taking a factory in the United States of America that's got the EPA all over their tail all the time and shipping it to China where they can pollute the heck out of whatever, how does that save the planet?
It doesn't. It just bamboozles the American public. Because you remember, why so many minds think alike? Oh, we're brainwashed. That's why. All right, let's go to Gene in Georgia. Gene, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir. Hey, I like the way y'all are talking today. Who's your co-host today? I didn't catch it.
Bob Dacey. Simple Truth.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, I'm just a simpleton. I have a local TV talk show here in Austin called Simple Truth. We have a website where you can watch our shows in simpletruthonline.net, simpletruthonline.net. And I've been on the air for about over 9 years, and I'm closely associated with Alex Jones. I met him many years ago before he got to be such a big shot.
Okay.
And you know what? Before we keep up on your call, don't worry, we're going to go to Eugene. What do you think of the new offices? It's pretty mind-blowing. Remember I was here over the summer. And just from that office to this office, it's totally different, isn't it?
These offices, this is the first time I've been in the new Central Texas Command Center deep behind enemy lines. And I'll tell you something, this is one plush Central Texas Command Center. I want you to know that.
And
this
all we need is a few more workers to fill it up because it is pretty empty still here. But this is really from the money bomb.
Yeah.
You know, this is from that, you know, 200 plus grand that we were able to raise in that one night. And thank you so much to all the callers that donated to this. But it's really going to actual work. And by the way, I want to mention, it seems the bullhorn went for about 50 G's last night, and we're going to put that right into the office, too. So thank you so much. Folks, you can also support us by going to Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and getting movies like 9/11 Chronicles, Truth Rising, Endgame, Fabled Enemies, Loose Change, Final Cut. All right, Gene, go ahead.
Okay, I was wondering, do you guys realize that the early American colonists were on their way to eliminating all taxation with their form of government known as the Commonwealth? And we had four of them, and they were using colonial script to eliminate all taxation. Are y'all aware of that?
No. Keep going.
Because, see, Benjamin Franklin knew this when he printed colonial script for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. We had four of them, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, Kentucky, and Virginia. And the way it worked was, instead of the taxes being used to pay interest to the international bankers, interest was being used to pay all the taxes. Now, they did have taxes back then, but they were on their way to eliminating all of them. And if you go to Wikipedia and look up Commonwealth or colonial script, you'll start getting some evidence of that. And then you'll see Benjamin Franklin writing the first constitution for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and nowhere in that first constitution does this Masonic forefather talk about the colonial script and what was the essence of a Commonwealth. So he was on his way to destroying the Commonwealth right there. And then when they wrote the Constitution, they wrote the Commonwealth out of existence. And I know, you know, gold and silver is honest money, but the colonial script was honest money as well, because it was backed up by the deed to the property. So paper money can be honest as long as it's backed up, but whenever they let the federal government borrow money without paying it back, that dilutes the wealth. Dilutes the value of the currency.
Well, I can't agree with you more that when you do that, I mean, obviously it's going to dilute the wealth. And I think that, you know, gold and silver are really all that's retained value over the last couple of centuries, don't you, Bob? I mean, you can have these types of paper currency, but you do need something to back it up. And we don't have that anymore.
Well, they got us off the gold standard a long time ago.
Yeah, I thank you for the call, Gene. We will be back taking your calls. It's the Alex Jones Show. Remember, we'll be broadcasting live at the top of the hour at prisonplanet.tv.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail, comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma, sitting in for Alex all week, and we're riding shotgun with Bob Dacey of The Simple Truth. Is that thesimpletruth.com, Bob?
Simpletruth.net. Simpletruthonline.net. Simpletruthonline.net. That's where all of our TV shows are archived in. I don't even do that website. Another guy does it. It's just like all volunteer stuff, you know, because I'm a techno.
Well, this is all, you know, grassroots stuff.
That's right.
Before we continue taking your calls, and we're going to have Jack McLam on in about half an hour or so, I wanted to tell you about a great opportunity this weekend. We are no doubt on the march to globalism, one world government, and unelected control by the international banking and corporate elite. You need to be prepared. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Heartland Emergency, a local supplier of Mountain House, freeze-dry, storable food, and non-genetically modified food, heirloom seed, will be holding awareness seminars in Fredericksburg and in Austin. They will offer freeze-dried food samples and have packages on hand, hand of their own Southern Pride line, which contains 12,000 non-GMO seeds. The freeze-dry guy will be in from California, along with Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, speaking on the need for self-preparedness. Our nation is under assault from all quarters. Be sure to attend the one of three seminars Friday night, January 16th, 6 p.m. in Fredericksburg at the Ag Building, 95 Frederick Road. Saturday and Sunday at 2 p.m. in Austin at Brave New Books. Brave New Books, always putting on some great stuff. 1904 Guadalupe Street. This is your chance to learn everything you need to know about freeze-dry, storable foods. Again, Friday, the Ag Building in Fredericksburg at 6 p.m. Saturday and Sunday at Brave New Brooks in Austin at 2 p.m. Call Heartland Emergency at 512-921-9015. That's 512-921-9015 and 512-921-9016 with questions or visit heartlandemergency.com. You know, we also have another great sponsor that helps the show daily. And that is, you know, if you don't live in the Texas area and you want to get some survivalist seeds, you want to learn about this stuff, survivalistseeds.com. It's really simple. We don't sell any magic pills here. You want to be self-sufficient. You want to grow your own tomatoes, your own corn, your own food in the backyard, survivalistseeds.com. All right, Bob. Let's just continue to just mash through callers. Who do we have last? We had Gene in Georgia, right? We're on Michael in Massachusetts. Michael, what's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Not much. Just doing a little radio show, fighting the info war, my man. What's up?
Nice. Hey, I was that guy who called yesterday who kind of gave Ray McGovern a hard time. And I got a comment on monetary policy, but I'd just like to kind of...
Sure. Now, you're the one that called him about one CIA, always CIA?
Nope. I'm the guy...
You're Bohemian Grove?
Yeah. And,
okay,
you know,
okay.
The only reason I asked him that is because he just, you know... He seems to not understand that the value system of these folks, they're totally, you know, out of control. And, you know what I mean, he didn't seem to be taking that into account in the final analysis. So, you know, that's the only reason I brought that up. No, I appreciate what everything he's done, you know what I mean?
No, and I'm not trying to come down on you either for having an opinion about that. But at the same time, just like we discussed earlier, people have their blind spots, you know. David Ray Griffin is a pro-world government guy. Do I think David Ray Griffin overall is a bad guy? No, I don't. I think he's done a lot of good work for 9/11 Truth. I just am very cautious about promoting everything he does because I'm against global government. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. Real quick,
go
on
ahead.
Monetary.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's just that, you know, most of these different ideas are just tools and stuff like that. You want me to wait until the other side?
Yeah, wait till the other side. We'll talk about monetary policy. We're here with Bob Dacey of the Simple Truth Online.net. It's the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.